the season, when the boys come along and ask to hunt doves, I tell them, I says, I'm glad for you to hunt doves, if you come back next winter and shoot rabbits. Because they were mischief.
I've always wanted to hunt crows.
Well, the crows almost extinct now. Let's see, there's no crows around here. I don't know when I seen the last crow.
We got quite a few around Stillwater. There's a rooster over there. I haven't found it yet. I don't know where it is, but I haven't done it in 10 years. I still think I do, and I still think I will.
Well, that old crow, now, if you go out there in the daytime, he's a pretty smart little animal.
I bet he is. That's the part that appeals to me. Hide yourself and call them in. Sounds like lots of fun.
Yeah, when I was a boy, they'd come through here to where the old countryside was black. Uh-huh. And, of course, we'd climb the horses. And, boy, it'd be in the winter time to climb the road, certainly, when they come through. And I always had the notion that I could just catch them crows. Never could shoot them anywhere. We had a little old stove, but it was a gasoline stove that lit it with wood out. That's the way it was generated. You squirt some wood out on a little wick, and then the generator can get so hot.
Uh-huh.
And of course, we were warned that was absolutely poison. We had a crib full of corn all the time, and I would take a bunch of that corn and I'd soak the wood out. Oh boy, I was really going to poison me a bunch of crows. But I never did get one. Now, if it was poison, they were smart enough to stay away if I left them at the high.
I've never shot one of them. Yeah, I have too. I shot a couple of them. But I was just a kid then. I didn't get a chance to call them. They were just coming in from the roosts. I stood behind a screen of poplar trees out in California. And as you say, the air was just black. There was no sugar to it. So after I shot a couple, I quit.
Yeah, they're pretty smart. Of course, if you're him, they kind of fly by. I shoot a few. There'll be a few here in the winter time. I don't know when that's somewhere in the neighborhood here in the land out in the home.
Uh-huh.
And I don't like to have to do that because I never have vaccinated a hog on this place. I just go, we're not near a river and we just don't have enough trouble. But crows are the worst for spreading cholera and other diseases. And I do when they land out here, I take a shot at them. You've got to be pretty close. But girl, looks big. But you know, there isn't very much there to hit.
Lots of feathers.
That's just a small bird. Now the birds, that's one thing that has changed since when I was a boy. Of course, we had worlds of trees. And lots of birds.
A lot of trees around here?
Oh yes. There was a lot of trees. There's nothing that's stepped out there now. The locusts have got that big around the 30s. Took care of all our trees. We had locusts. That was a big tree around here. Was the locust, the box elder, and a few ash. And of course, like you asked about fruit, there they had a plant for mulberries. We had a big bunch of mulberries. But these locusts, they were big trees, and we called